The Triq El Sika Detention Center. More than 10,000 migrants and refugees are held in centers like this across Libya. It's one of four in the capital, Tripoli. And it's where a campaign is being launched to vaccinate detainees against COVID-19.
Today we started our campaign against the COVID-19 virus. We'll be giving the vaccine to the 823 immigrants who are being held here.
The vaccination drive comes less than a week after security services carried out an operation in the town of Girgarish, a few kilometers west. It's known as a hub for migrants, and it's where authorities recently detained thousands of people in what's been described as the largest crackdown on migrants and refugees in Libya in years.
We are extremely concerned about the indiscriminate detention of more than 5,000 people over the last few days. We're extremely concerned about the excessive force that was used. One migrant was killed. Several others are in intensive care unit. And now they're all in detention in terribly overcrowded conditions.
Libya has long been a transit hub for African migrants trying to reach European shores. More than 44,000 migrants arrived in Europe from North Africa in 2021 alone. But more than 25,000 have been returned from the Mediterranean Sea by the Libyan Coast Guard and are put in centers like this.
Most of the migrants being held here in this detention center have left their countries of origin due to poverty or war, while some of them have been returned to Libya from the sea. Others tell us they have no ambition to travel to Europe.
They tell us they are interested in getting the vaccine, but are less concerned about COVID-19 than when they will be released. Kona says she doesn't want to go to Europe and came from Liberia to find work and provide for a child and family back home. She says she's been in this detention center for more than 6 weeks. For others, it's been years.
Honestly, I took the vaccine before. I took it at Medina Hospital, the government hospital. I took the vaccine there. They scheduled me to go back on the 20th of August for the second one. And since then, I was in police custody, I don't have chance to go back. No means to talk to my family. They don't know that I'm here in prison.
Many migrants say they appreciate being protected from the coronavirus, but without knowing when they'll be released, it's difficult to express any gratitude. Malik Traina, Al Jazeera, Tripoli.